Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We are praising God and blessing his name for the great things that he has done. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. And we give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. We magnify his name on today because God truly is good. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for this day. We thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our right mind, O Lord. We just thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, O God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way during this Word Wednesday on tonight, God. We ask that you will bless every person that comes, O God. Bless every hearer, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, God. Not our will, but let your will be done, God. We thank you, Lord, for the words that are going to be released. I ask, Father God, that you touch each and every person that listens. I ask that you touch each and every person that comes on live, every person that listens to the archives on today, God. Lord, we just continue, God, to glorify your name, to magnify your name, to exalt your name, because you alone are worthy, Lord. So, Lord, have your way, God. Touch, oh God, hallelujah. Deliver, Father God, heal, oh God. Set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask that you meet every need on tonight, God. And we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. We are glad to be back on our Word Wednesday for part two of Operating in the Realm of Faith. Pastor Anthony and I thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God, hallelujah, for his hand upon every life. We thank God for covenant relationships. We thank God. Hey, baby, I just need you to call in and just make sure everything is clear. We just thank God, hallelujah, for all he's doing and all he is yet to do. We serve an awesome God. We serve an almighty God. We serve a God who is capable of doing everything but failing. God has a mighty plan in store for each and every one of us. And we just need to walk in it, amen, without a doubt, without looking to the left or to the right, but continuing to keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, because he truly is the author and the finisher of our faith, amen, amen. So we're going to do part two tonight of Operating in the Faith Realm. My God, talking about faith. We're going to do part two, Operating in the Faith Realm. Amen. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. By way of review, last week we started in the book of Hebrews, the scriptures, Hebrews chapter 11. We talked about faith being the substance of things hoped for. We talked about not being swayed by what we see. Come on, somebody. Don't be swayed by what it looks like. I always say that what it looks like is not really what it is. My God, because what it really is what God says it is. So we're not swayed by what we see. We do not look at circumstances and allow circumstances to get our emotions all out of whack and off kilter, being running scared. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants us to run scared. But we have to get it in our minds that we will stand and we haven't done all to stand, that we will stand in the power of God's might, putting on the full armor of God, according to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. I'm putting on the full armor of God, putting on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, my shoes, my feet shod with the preparation to go and preach this gospel, go and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, having above all the shield of faith to ward off the fiery darts of the evil one, because you know he's going to keep throwing things at you. He's going to keep throwing darts at you, trying to get you to back up and quit. My God, we have that shield of faith. My God, that's what we're talking about on tonight. We're talking about operating in the realm of faith. Hallelujah. We have that shield of faith so that every attack of the enemy is met with our faith. Every attack of the enemy will be met with our faith. And saying, having the sword, my God, that sword which is the word of God. I have my sword. Anybody have your sword tonight? You have your word. You have that word of God. Have it in your mouth. My God, have it in your heart. Have it in your heart, in your mouth, in your mind. My God, hallelujah, so that you can fight this good fight of faith. Amen, hallelujah. So we want to make sure we have the sword. And the Bible says, praying always, my God. We got to continue to always pray. The Bible tells us that men are always to pray. We have to be like Jesus. We have to get to the point where we are talking to God all of the time about everything. My God, a lot of people may have noticed that I backed up off of social media for a while. I used to be out there just talking and posting and on Facebook Live. But God had me back up for a minute. He said, back up for a minute because I need to restore you. Sometimes you have to back up and allow God to restore you. I needed to be restored. I had burnt out. Can anybody relate to that? I had burnt out, my God, just giving out, burning that candle at both ends, not sleeping at night, my God, the way that I needed to sleep, amen, staying up late, going to bed late, getting up late, amen, working on several projects at once, and it was just getting to be too much. It was getting to be too much, and God said, no, I need you to sit yourself down. Sit down. Sit down. You need to focus your power. Come on, somebody, just write that down. I need to focus my power. Focus your power. Don't just go around just spreading yourself so thin. Amen. Be strategic about how God wants to use you. Amen. Yeah, be a blessing everywhere you go, but make sure that you are using focused power. Amen. Amen. That you are using your power for the manifestation of God's kingdom in this earth realm. Amen. That you are using your power to save souls and change lives. And sometimes a good thing is not necessarily a God thing. Amen. Sometimes we want to do stuff and go places, and it's not God's will for us to do that thing. My God, I'll go that place. Just before I came on live tonight, I received a text message from Deacon Carmen, and she was saying that somebody saw me at a service on last week, and the girl told her that the preacher laid hands on me, and I fell on the floor. You good? And I fell on the floor, and I told Deacon Carmen, I said, yes, I allowed this woman to pray for me. I allowed this anointed vessel of God to lay hands on me. And I told her in the text, I said, because you know I don't let people lay hands on me. I don't believe in letting everybody put their hands on you. You cannot allow everybody to lay hands on you because spirits impart. But I was in the place where I needed prayer. I needed restoration. I needed healing. Oh, my God. And this woman of God, all the way from Florida, sometimes God will send somebody from a long distance away to bless you. This woman all the way from Florida, I know her reputation. She's a clean spirit, a pure spirit. And the Bible says, know those who labor amongst you. Amen. And she reminds me so much of myself. I knew that she couldn't impart too much, you know, other than more of what I have. Amen. So I allowed her to lay hands on me, and I felt the power of God. I felt the power of God, and God changed my life right there in that moment. Amen. So God will allow you to go and get replenished. You know, that's why we have pastors and churches. Amen. And how many of you know that the preacher needs a preacher? Amen. The preacher needs somebody that can minister to them as well. So this was a preacher. I'm raising my hand. I needed somebody more powerful than me to minister to me. Amen. So I had to go where the woman of God was, and I received what I needed. Amen. So we're going into part two tonight of operating in the realm of faith. Amen. Allow God to do what he needs to do in your life as you're pouring out to others. Amen. So we talked about, we got all the way to speaking with faith. That's where we closed out. I'll just reiterate, speaking with faith. You have to just continue to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Begin to profess out of your mouth that it is well, and say like Caleb and Joshua that we are well able. Amen. So now this is week two as we close it out. I believe we're going to close out tonight. We're going to go over to the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. And we're going to go over to verses 24. Last week we read about the fig tree, and about when Jesus said, if you just say and believe, you will have what you say. But let's read over to verse 24 and 25. And it reads, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. So the fourth thing that we have to do when we're operating in the faith realm is that we have to pray with faith. Pray with faith. Amen. Jesus says, when you stand praying, what does that mean? When he said, when you stand praying, that means that you have to pray. I just said that the Bible says that men are always to pray. We have to pray. And when we pray, when we go before the throne of God, when we stand praying, it says, believe, amen. It says, when you stand praying, forgive. But before that, it says that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe. My God, somebody just needs to write that down. Write it down. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. You know, and it's amazing that it does not say believe that you will receive it. It says believe that you have received it. Because we receive the answer to our prayers in the faith realm before it even manifests itself in the natural realm. Amen. We believe it in the faith realm before it manifests in the natural realm. Amen. So when you pray, believe that you already received it. I mean, that's taking faith to a whole nother dimension. My God, when you could just say, you know what, I'm believing for God to answer this prayer, but your confession changed to, I'm believing God has already answered this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's radical faith. That's unshakable faith. That's next realm faith. Come on, somebody. When you can believe that God, when you release that prayer out of your mouth, and you, Pastor Prophet Jamal said it last night. He said, you guys pray with expectation. Amen. He said, you pray already believing that it's done. You're not doubting God, my God. He said, you are already believing God for us that is done. And that's why God is answering so many prayers, because we are praying according to his word. We're praying with faith. We're praying believing that we have already received what we ask God for. And a lot of times you'll hear us say, and it is so. And it is so. Because we're believing that God is not a man. We know, I said, and we know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent, my God, and change his mind about anything that he has said. God has spoken it. Will not he bring it to pass? So we believe God. You know, that's my mantra these days. I believe God. It says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. You might as well go ahead and possess some stuff that you've been praying for. You might as well go ahead and say, I claim my child coming up out of that deep, dark situation. I claim my marriage being restored. I claim souls being saved for Christ. I claim my church, hallelujah, prospering and growing and disciples being made, hallelujah, walking in the kingdom of God, hallelujah. We have to go ahead and claim that we have already received what we ask for. And it says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. God says, forgive them. I want you praying with a pure heart. I don't want you praying with any animosity in your heart. You know, one of the hardest things for us to do as believers is forgive. You know, I believe that we need to be delivered from the spirit of unforgiveness, you know, because the devil uses unforgiveness to bring bitterness, strife, confusion, offense, to bring in all kinds of maladies, spiritual maladies to the body of Christ. Amen. The devil uses unforgiveness to bring torment. Yeah. Yeah. Because can you think about a time when you were upset with someone and you just held that thing in your heart? And that thing turns you every which way but loose. That thing wouldn't let you sleep. That thing had you idolizing the person that you were mad at. Yeah, that's what I said. It had you idolizing the person that you were mad at, because you would wake up in the morning with that person on your mind. That thing took your joy. My God. Because you were so mad. That thing had you hyperventilating. You know, some things can happen to you that will make you hyperventilate and make you feel like you're going to lose your mind. That's why Jesus, let me tell you something, God knows what's best for us. God knows. That's why Jesus told us in the Word, he said, look, forgive that person. Forgive them. Forgive the person that hurt you. Forgive them. They don't even have a clue. They don't have a clue as to who they have offended. They don't have a clue as to who they just hurt. They don't have a clue as to who they just walked away from, who they just disrespected. You don't have to hold aught in your heart. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Vengeance is mine, says God. God, listen. Faith means that I believe God in everything. That means I believe that God will take care of my enemy. That means that God will take vengeance on those who are coming against me. That means that God will fight my battles for me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying, if you believe, you got to believe me for me to fight for you against those who fight against you. That will show me your faith. That will show me that you truly believe for me to do this next thing. Forgiveness is a miracle. Amen. And some of us are believing God for miracles other than forgiveness, but we might as well put God to the test and put our faith to the test and go ahead and believe God for that in that area of forgiveness. And if you can't forgive, give it to God, and God will help you to forgive. I just can't forgive them. They hurt me so bad. You don't know what they did to me. God says, give it to me and ask me to help you to forgive. That's in the Lord's prayers, right? Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. God says, as you pray that to me, I will release you from every hold that spirit of unforgiveness has had over your life. And when you forgive, it will restore some things. It will restore your marriage. It will restore your relationships with your children. It will restore your joy. Come on, somebody. It will even restore your health. I'm talking about operating in the faith realm, because some of us have gotten illnesses in our body that are related to illnesses in our spirit. Yeah, and in order to be delivered from the illnesses in our body, we have to forgive. We have to release the venom. Oh, my God. We got to let go, my God, of the offenses that are holding us hostage. You hear what I said? We have to let go of the offenses that are holding us hostage. You have to let go of the offense that you're holding against somebody else because it's holding you hostage. Amen. So Jesus said, forgive. Amen. And then you will see faith begin to accelerate. You will see manifestation begin to accelerate in your life. Amen. Let's look at another scripture, 1 John 5. 1 John 5. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. 1 John 5. This is one of my go-to scriptures when I feel like doubting God. Amen. I said in my flesh, I might have a moment where I feel like God's not going to do what God said he was going to do. And God says, go to 1 John 5. This is my go-to, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the confidence, my God. And this is the NIV version. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know, if we are confident of this, if we have faith in this, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Amen. Amen. So God is saying, listen, get that in your spirit. And I'm saying that to you today. Get that in your spirit. Have a confidence when you go to God in prayer, believing that God hears you and that he will give you what you have asked. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we can't go to God asking for all kinds of foolishness. This is according to his will. And I know I'm talking to some mature saints in the Lord, amen, that will come on the phone line to a Wednesday night Bible study. So I don't have to tell you, you know, that we can't ask God, you know, oh, God, give me him for my husband, and he's already married to another woman. You know, so we can't go to God, you know, asking all kinds of lopsided prayers, amen. We have to make sure that we are praying in faith, and that we are praying according to God's will. Amen. So you have to pray in faith. Let's go to another text. Let's go to our next point. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm so verbose, so full of words tonight. And I was last week too. That's why I didn't finish the study. But I'm going to work real hard to finish this lesson on tonight. Amen. First Peter, Pastor Anthony said, take your time. Amen. First Peter chapter 2. I'm back in the King James Version. And we're going to read verses 3 through 11. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I almost got up and ran on that one because I thought about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, hallelujah. Whew. Let me bring myself back. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone. That is not, what scripture did I say? Did I say 1 Peter 2? That sounds good, but it does not sound like the one I wanted. Is it 2 Peter 2? It might be 2 Peter 2 because that sounds good, but that is not the scripture. Let's look at 2 Peter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's not it either. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. We have to go and get the right scripture for that one. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Anybody love Jesus tonight? He is just so good. I just love Jesus. I'm just ecstatic about what God is doing in our lives and in the earth realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it is 1 Peter 1. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 3 to 11. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy. You know, I'm not even going to get tripped up on this. Y'all, you guys are not tired of turning your pages because I'm taking you back to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. Amen. According as his divine power. I'm just making sure, just bear with me, making sure that I have the right text before I start reading. Yes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. According as his divine power has given unto us, and that word for power is dunamis. That's what we receive from the Holy Ghost. Amen. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside all of this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. You know, that is just so powerful right there. It says, add to your faith virtue. And that word for virtue is actually praise. That word translated from the Greek is actually praise. Add to your faith praise, and to praise knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind, and cannot see afar off. That's why that's where that discernment kicks. And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Oh, got to be more careful. Come on, somebody. It says, if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible is, and that's why, that's the next point. In order to operate in the faith realm, we have to grow. We have to grow. We have to add to our faith. Amen. God has given us all a measure of faith. And it reminds me of the parable of the talent, you know, where God gave one talent, and one 3 and 1 5, you know, and he came back and he was looking for something. My God, he was looking for them to produce. He was looking for them to make those talents grow, to be good stewards over those talents. Amen. And it was the one that received the one. And what did he do? He was scared and he buried his talent in the dirt. Amen. And God is saying to us, don't bury your faith in the dirt. My God, don't bury what I've given you. That measure of faith is like a mustard seed. Some of us, you know, we might have not have a lot of faith. You might not have as much faith as the next person, but you have a measure of faith. And God is saying, work your faith. Do something with what I have given you. Do not bury it in the ground. Do not give me back just what I gave you. I need you to produce. My God, the Bible says if you add to your faith, if you add virtue, if you add temperance, if you add knowledge, if you add patience, if you add godliness, if you add kindness, if you add love or charity, it says if these things be in you and continue to abound, that word for abound, hallelujah, means that if it continues to superabound, if it continues to increase, oh, it says that you will always produce. You will never be barren. You will never be barren. You will never be unfruitful. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes even further to say, if you add to your faith these things, you will never fall. You shall never fall. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is just powerful because God is able to keep us from falling. And that word in the Greek is translated to cause one to stumble or fall, to err, to make a mistake, to sin, to fall into misery, to become wretched, to offend. My God, you will never get to that place because the devil is lurking and the devil is busy and his job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's trying to make you fall. He's bringing all kinds of temptations before you. He's trying to get you to err. He's trying to get you to sin against God. He's trying to get you to break your marriage vows. He's trying to get you to walk away from the church. He's trying everything he can to get you to curse. He's trying to get you to go back to what you used to be, what you used to do, how you used to act. Amen. The devil is trying, but you have to say, oh, no, devil, because I've added to my faith, and I'm adding to my faith daily. That word means to continue to add to your faith. Don't stop. Don't stop growing. Don't stop coming to Bible study. Don't stop coming to church. Don't stop coming to prayer. Amen. Don't stop being teachable. Amen. Continue to grow. Continue to increase. Continue to add to your faith. Amen. So that you can be a force to be reckoned with. Oh, and the devil won't mess with you because he'll be like, you know what? I can't come direct. I got to find another way to come at him. I have to find another way to come at her. Amen. So we have to continue to grow. We have to continue to increase. We have to continue to take what God has given us and be faithful over it. And what's one of the ways that we can most likely be faithful over what God has given us? And that's by mixing that faith, the word of God with our faith. My God, if you mix the word of God with your faith, then all of these things that he's talking about in 2 Peter will be added unto you. Hallelujah. You will find yourself with more faith. You will find yourself with more love. You will find yourself with more patience. Oh, Lord, help us. You will find yourself, hallelujah, abounding, increasing in all of these characteristics in godliness, in long-suffering. Hallelujah. So we want to add to our faith. And, you know, I'm going to move to the next point, but it tells us, God tells us here in his word, he says that you will, hallelujah, you will make your calling and election sure, and that you will, verse 11, you will gain an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Kingdom, not just salvation, not just I'm going to heaven, but where you can manifest kingdom right here on the earth realm. Kingdom is, I don't get kingdom when I leave this earth and go to heaven. I get kingdom on this earth realm when I make Jesus Christ my Lord, my Savior, and my King. Amen. It's the dominion of the King in my life. Come on, somebody. We get kingdom when we give Jesus dominion by him being the King in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is just so powerful. That's another way that we operate in the faith realm. Amen. Hallelujah. By bringing heaven right here to earth. So we add to our faith. Amen. Let's go to another text, Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, as we move on to point 6, how do we operate in the faith realm? Hebrews chapter 10, I thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And, you know, when you're operating in the faith realm, you know, one thing I've learned, even as I was going back and forth with that last scripture from the book of 2 Peter, one thing I've learned is not to get so hung up on myself. You know, when we get so hung up on ourselves, you know, then we're making ourselves an idol. You know, we're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. There's only one perfect one, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. We are being perfected, but we are not perfect, and we won't be 100% perfected until we leave this earth realm and go face to face with our Lord and our Savior and our King and our King. Amen. So I had to get out of that perfectionist, you know, being that perfectionist. Everything had to be perfect. I had to be delivered, my God, for trying to be perfect. Yes, we should try to be excellent in everything that we do, but we don't try to be, don't get tripped up if you make a mistake. Don't get tripped up if it's not always the way you want it to be 100%. Amen. Or if you're not coming across as this expert that has it all together and every I is dotted and every T is crossed and every hair is in place and my kids are perfect, my marriage is perfect. Come on, that's not even perfection. That's la-la land. God had to pull me up out of la-la land. Like, no, there's no perfect family. There's no perfect marriage. Come on, somebody. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect person. There's no perfect pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. But we strive for excellence. Amen. And the Bible tells us to move towards perfection, but that word for perfection is maturity in Christ. In other words, God is saying grow up. Grow up. Stop being infantile. Stop being babies. He doesn't want us to be infantile. I'm not talking about you. But God doesn't want us to be infantile. He doesn't want us to be babies in this walk. He wants us to grow up and be mature saints. Amen. So we have to stop throwing temper tantrums and just man up, woman up. Come on. Somebody say man up, woman up, man of God up, woman of God up. Come on. We have to get to a point where we are not having fits and throwing temper tantrums like they did in the wilderness, the Israelites did in the wilderness. We talked about that on last week. It was because of their stiff-necked rebellion and their unbelief that they did not inherit the promises of God. They complained, they grumbled, they complained, we should be eating steak. I can't believe God took us away from the Egyptians who had us in bondage and made us slaves and whipped us and took advantage of us and made us work for nothing, but at least they gave us steak. Come on. Don't, we can't be deceived by the devil into thinking that, you know, bad is good. You know, bad is not good. You know, we can't speak good of anything bad, and we can't speak bad of anything that's good, amen, because every good and perfect gift comes from God, amen. So we have to stop complaining, because God looks at that and says, he ready. He is not ready. She is not ready. They are not ready. Let me take them around the wilderness again. Here we go around the mulberry bush, you know, and here we go around the wilderness again. I'm tired of going around that mulberry bush. I'm tired of going around that wilderness. Amen. I'm looking for a breakthrough. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we have to continue to know that God is still working on all of us. Amen. None of us have arrived. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35-38, just three verses right there. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35-38. Oh, and we just talked about confidence. Confidence seems to be a running theme in the Bibles, because that's the very first line of that text. It says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, your boldness, your faith in God, your confidence. You know, that word is translated your freedom in speaking, your unreservedness in speech, your free and fearless confidence, a cheerful courage, a boldness, an assurance. Hallelujah. You know, you got to be bold with your faith. Amen. It says, cast not away your boldness in your faith, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hallelujah. But ye, let's read verse 39. But you are not of those, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not the time to cast aside your confidence. Stay bold. Stay bold in faith. You know, sometimes you have to speak words of faith out of your mouth, even when your mind is telling you that you don't believe it. I am telling you, I remember being at a home-going service for one of our mothers. The pastor and I were there to do the service, and we were going to, you know, facilitate the service and do the eulogy. And the funeral director said to us, and this was a member that had left our church, but they requested that pastor not do the do their home going service. And we did it, and the funeral director came to us. It was about 15 minutes after the service should have started, and he said to us, there ain't going to be no funeral today. And we were looking at him like, what you say? Like, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, the family owes me money, and the daughter that I've been dealing with is not even here. And we're not going to move forward with this until the money comes in. I don't believe they have the money. I don't believe there's going to be a funeral today. And I looked at that man, and I said, there will be, yeah, sure, there's going to be a service today. God's going to work it out. And, you know, but in my heart, I was like, there ain't going to be no funeral today. I was like, I mean, my mind was telling me, there ain't going to be no funeral today. You heard the man. But in my heart, I was fighting that. I was wrestling with my faith, like, and then my mouth had to say what I've been conditioned to do, and that's believe God. My mind had to say words that I've been conditioned to speak, words of faith. My God, when you condition yourself to speak words of faith, amen, then that's what you will manifest results that are the fruit of your faith. Hallelujah. And lo and behold, that girl came walking through that door. And I don't know if she had the money or not, but I can tell you one thing. There was a service that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a homegoing service that day. Don't count God out. Don't count God out. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. If you can just believe God, the Bible says in that text we just read, verse 30, it says, for you have need of patience. You have need of patience. You need to know how to wait on the Lord. Come on, somebody. I don't know who that's for, but God is saying, wait on me. You have that. There's a steadfastness. There's a constancy. There's an endurance. There's a patient enduring, a sustaining faith that allows us to persevere in the face of trials, amen, in the face of doubt, in the face of discouragement, that allows us to keep pushing and keep believing. That's the kind of patience that God says we have need of. We need patience. And Peter, we just read where it says we have to add that kind of patience to our faith. We have need of more patience, that kind of patience that makes you stand and say, I will not be moved. I will not be moved by what I see. I will not be moved by what I feel. I will not be moved by what they say about me. Come on. I will not be moved by what they say about my condition or my situation, but I am going to exercise the fruit of patience. And I'm going to wait on the Lord. Amen. Because it says, after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Hey, oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. After you have done the will of God, what's the will of God that you believe? What's the will of God? That you stand in faith? That you endure this trial? That you continue to believe him? That you continue to move out and put to your faith, like Pastor taught us 2 weeks ago, that you put some action to your faith? You believe God? Prove it. Prove to me that you believe God, because I'm listening to what you say. I'm watching what you do. Not me only, but God. Prove it to God. God said, prove it. Prove, and you will receive the promise. You will receive the promise. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we have to do. We have to live by faith, live, enjoy real life, actively bless life, live by faith. It says that verse says that for the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38 says, for the just, that's me, that's you, shall live by faith. We shall enjoy life. Not walking around holding your breath, Greek and Hebrew. So that word for live, I'm going to tell you the word is zao, z-a-o, zao. That means that I'm living, to breathe, to be among the living, to enjoy real life, to live in the manner of the living and acting, to be full in full vigor, not just to be going through the motions, to be fresh, strong, efficient, to be active, powerful. Come on, somebody, to live. Hallelujah. We have to live this life, amen, that God has given us. And we live it by faith, amen. I'm not going to be moping around like God to make the donut. Come on, somebody. I'm jumping out of bed. You got to you have to jump out of bed in the morning and say, you know what? I'm getting ready to, I have a life to live, amen. I have some things to do for the kingdom of God. I have to be about my Father's business. I have a world to impact. I have some souls to tell about Jesus as I go to the supermarket, as I go to work, as I interact with my children. I have some things to do. I don't have time to be complaining. Come on, hallelujah. God says he wants you to live your life and live life to the fullest. Amen, hallelujah. Not backtracking, but moving forward with full power. Amen. So we have to, number six, in order to operate in the faith realm, we have to live. We have to live by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. I pray this is helping somebody. Yes. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen. And the point there is you have to rest in faith. You have to rest in faith. Amen. Having heard the word, God is saying rest. Enter into his rest. My God, the Bible says that he completed the work in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. Amen. And that's the Sabbath rest that God wants us to enter into. The Sabbath is not a day of the week. The Sabbath is a position that we take in Christ. Amen. And God is saying, I want you to take your Sabbath in me. Rest in me. And then verse 3 says, knowing that the works have been finished from the foundation of the world. Oh, it's already finished. It is finished. What you're believing God for right now was finished from the foundation of the world. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What you're believing God for right now has already been finished. We're just waiting for the manifestation. So God says, rest in it. Amen. Rest in faith. Amen. Believing God. And our final scripture, amen, is in Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. I can't believe I finished this with 2 minutes left. Hebrews 4:16. Amen. It says, therefore, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. And my point there is ask God to help you. Ask for God's help. There's a song that we sing as a hymn. It says, ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Ask, do not be ashamed. God already knows what you're walking through. God already knows when your faith is being tried. God already knows when you need more faith. And you know what? You can ask God for more faith. They said, God, give us more faith. Help our unbelief. Amen. Increase our faith. Amen. We have to get to the point where we say, God, give me more faith. Give me that bold faith. Give me that faith where I could come boldly unto your throne of grace. Give me that faith where I could just sleep at night knowing that everything's going to be all right. Give me that kind of faith, oh God. Give me that kind of faith. God, sometimes we don't even need to ask God to do things for us, but we just need to ask God to increase our faith. My God, I often say this. I started saying this a couple of months ago. That my faith is my currency. My faith is my money. Amen. When I don't have money. Amen. Hallelujah. Because faith will take you sometimes where money can't. Amen. Sometimes you don't even, God will make things happen for you and you don't have any money. Hallelujah. He will pay a tuition bill and you have no money. He will move somebody's heart to sow into your life. My God, to help you to meet that need that needs to be met. So, in other words, as I close out, stop operating in the natural realm. We need to move into the faith realm. Amen. When it comes to things that are tough in our lives, our faith is tried, and we feel like we need to shift back into the natural realm. And that's the realm when we start worrying, when we start twiddling in our fingers, where we start doubting God, where we start saying stuff out of our mouths that are not productive to what we're believing God for. And God's saying, stop operating in the natural realm. I need you to operate in the faith realm. I need you to shift, my God, your focus from what's going on in front of you and stop walking by sight, natural sight. I need you to walk by your supernatural ability to see and discern and know that I am moving in the middle of this situation and know that I will never leave you or forsake you and know that your seed is blessed and know that if I did it before, I'll do it again and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper and know, hallelujah, that your every need is met according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm not going to let you go out like that. This is not the end of the road for you. My God, you're just in the middle of it. And like I said earlier, and like God told us earlier, we have to praise him in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and worship him in the middle of it, knowing that God is bringing you out. He's bringing you out victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bringing you from the bottom to the top. He's bringing you from the back to the front. He's bringing you from sickness to health. He's bringing you out. And he's bringing your children out with you. Amen. So continue to trust in God. This last 2 weeks, we've been talking about operating in the faith realm. And God wants us to continue to operate in that realm. Amen. It's the supernatural realm. It doesn't make sense. You can't talk to everybody about it. That's why we gather together, amen, here on this Word Wednesday to have our faith strengthened, amen, and have our faith increase, amen. Praise God, excuse me. So to God be the glory. Father God, we thank you for this time, oh God, of impartation, oh God, where you have exhorted us through your woman servant, me, myself, to operate in the faith realm. And Lord, help us, oh God, not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith, oh God. Help us not to live by sight, but to live by faith because we are the just. God, help each and every person that's listening. Oh, God, I thank you for the seed that has been planted of your word, which will not come back void, but it will prosper that to which you have sent it. It will prosper that son of God to which you have sent it. It will prosper the daughter of God to which you have sent it. I thank you that your word is not coming back void. Hallelujah. That it will bring forth a harvest 30, 60, 100 fold. We are believing you for a 100 fold harvest, that our faith has gone to another level, another height, another dimension, oh God. Hallelujah. Our faith has been increased. Our faith has been stirred up on tonight, God. So God, have your way. Let your will be done in our lives. We give ourselves away to you, God. Hallelujah. Use us mightily for your glory. Manifest your word in our lives. Manifest breakthrough in our lives. Manifest deliverance in our lives. Manifest come now prosperity into the lives of your people. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the Master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So we got through this lesson on tonight with flying colors. To God be the glory. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to teach his word. Amen. There's nothing like the word of God. Amen. His word is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. So we just thank God for his word that directs our paths. Amen. And we can continue to move forward. God bless you. Continue to sow tonight. We're still, some of you are still with sowing. You can go to nccmonline.org to sow your seed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll see you on Sunday. Join us on Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Our service starts at 12:30. Amen. And it's a blessed place. We're in revival. We are in revival, amen. It is a blessed place. So we look forward to seeing those in the New Jersey area. We look forward to seeing you press your way to be there with us, amen. So God bless you. Good night. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God. We love you guys. God bless you.